Thank you.
Yeah, all right, thank you. Hello.
One moment, please. Thank you.
I just want to tell you this, sir. Yesterday, in a little press conference, I made a remark that I was puzzled by this statement that Ambassador Goldberg had made about the refusal to go ahead with the fight on the dues question. Now, this afternoon, the ambassador came up to see me, and I just wanted to tell you that he gave me the whole background of the darn thing, I think in very great depth, and I was quite satisfied that he was, and I told him that I would not only, if questioned again on this thing, would not only say that that I had no criticisms to make, but that I believe that under the circumstances that there probably was no other course to take. So I just wanted to tell you that while it might look that for the moment, it was nothing on my part, nothing but the lack of understanding. And he made it very clear to me.
Well, I appreciate that. They want to get us in a fight, and they're not going to do it, as far as I'm here. They came in this morning and said that you said that at some one time when I referred to some letter that you had written expressing our views on helping people to help themselves, that didn't include military, and therefore I was trying to kind of play it shady or something. And they asked Bill Moyer, and I just told him to reply to it this way, and he did, because I know how you feel about your country, and I know how I do, and the only body I like as much as I do you is your brother. And here's what he says, Bill, there seems to be a difference developing between the president, Mr. Eisenhower, about the nature of our commitments. As you know, the president cites the letter that General Eisenhower wrote. Mr. Eisenhower says today that his letter was mostly in terms of aid, not military aid. Can you speak? Mr. Moyers, that's press secretary, Jim Haggerty. Incidentally, he's been down here, and he's been of a great deal of help to us, I think, trying to be loyal to you and trying to help me. Here's what Moyer says. The president doesn't feel that there's any difference between former President Eisenhower and himself. He thinks that his purpose and the purpose of administration is the same as the purpose of President Eisenhower and the Eisenhower administration in regard to Southeast Asia, and that is to preserve the peace and to present to the world a face of unity and a policy of harmony as far as this nation is concerned. The president has often quoted letters that President Eisenhower has written, and he's done so for a matter of historical reference. He has quoted, for example, the letter which the president wrote to Sir Winston Churchill. Let me see where it is. This is A. Well, I can't find where it's connected. It can.
Well, as a matter of fact, that message itself is absolutely correct. The only thing they asked me, they said, they're always trying to say, you know, that the military plans, people that don't know a damn thing about the military business, think that a military plan has to start somewhere, and of course it does. But They wanted to say that I had started a military plan. I said, now, let's make no mistake here. The conditions of today are vastly different from those from 55. But if you look up my record, I constantly said, we are going to support Vietnam. Now, in those days, since we just recently signed, and we didn't sign the treaty, but all the rest of the nation did, except South Vietnam and ourselves, and that treaty had certain measures that precluded real military positioning of troops there, except the terms advisors, and we did that. Now, when I left, in my last year there, we had about 365 advisors, and I think we run it up to about 600 because of the size of the country. But I did say constantly, we are going to support Vietnam, but at that time it did not come to a military.
That's exactly right. General Wheeler.
By reasons that are beyond your control and mine, the damn thing did become military.
That's right.
Particularly during the 2 or 3 years before you came in.
That's exactly.
Now, I've constantly said, in the condition as it is today, I support the current president consistently.
We know that. Here's what Moyer says further. The president has quoted Mr. Eisenhower as a historical indication of the commitment of assistance by the Eisenhower administration, which is the kind of commitment that the Kennedy administration and the Johnson administration believes is necessary to preserve peace. The president was not in the executive branch of the government, was not responsible for the policies that preceded his coming into office, but he does assume, and the only man who assumes ultimate responsibility for our present policy in Vietnam is the present president. He believes very firmly, as president and commander-in-chief, the responsibility for our policy there is his. On a slightly different note, the president personally has had the highest regard for President Eisenhower's advice, has considered, since he assumed office on November 22, 63, President Eisenhower has been a tower of strength to him personally, a very helpful advisor on more than one occasion, that he, the president, does not intend that any division come between himself and President Eisenhower, and in fact, so far as the White House is concerned, and employees of the White House are concerned, anyone who tries to provoke a reflection on General Eisenhower would definitely not be around here very long. The president sees no division between himself and the former President Eisenhower, and I repeat, and he doesn't consider any effort by anyone else to get General Eisenhower to provoke such division as serving the national interest.
Well, that's very flattering, very strong statement. This is just the newspaper man that he thinks he can get something. You see, now even he asked me the question. I didn't think of it at that time as one that was trying to show that I was different than anybody else. He just asked me what my commitment was. I said, well, there was no military problem at that moment. We just signed, everybody else had signed a treaty. We were suspicious of the treaty, and we would not sign it.
Yes, sir.
But I did say, time and again, both in support of the MSA appropriations, but in two or three other states, it didn't matter the record, the statements of the public papers, that we were going to support South Vietnam.
Well, General Wheeler said in a letter the other day that you wrote in 54 to Churchill, and a letter that you wrote to Jim, that 10 years later, 11 years later, that he hoped his documents looked that good, and I do too, and I just afraid mine won't look that good 11 weeks, much less 11 years.
Yeah,
and,
I tell you, I think you're doing all right.
We're doing the best we can.
General Marshall once said to me, well, he said, General, he just win a big victory, and he never did say compliments right to a man's face, but he said, well, so far you're not doing too bad. I wouldn't let them worry.
They're not.
After all, you know, no one in the international field can be popular everywhere. There's always a lot of people going, know all the answers, and I had my share of it, I assure you. I told them yesterday, I said, one reason that I support the bipartisan approach and so gladly will give that to my experience for the president whenever he wants it, whatever counsel I can, is because I learned the hard way, by golly, how difficult it is to keep this kind of thing.
Yes, it sure is.
If you read the New York Times or some back there about 1955. Well, by golly, I'll tell you.
If you hadn't been born in Texas and hadn't had Sam Rayburn, Lyndon Johnson, old Bill Nolan might have run over all of us, might.
No, not Nolan. He had his limitations.
Yes, sir.
Well, I just wanted to tell you that I was very, I think that the reasons given are very cogent, and they're ones that probably can't be talked about. At least at this time, not all of them. But I can still, honestly can say, as I see it now, there's nothing else could have been done.
Well, I appreciate it very much, and I appreciate your calling, man. I'm going to lean on you in the days ahead.
Well, and as I say, pay no attention to you, Don.
No. When you feel like eating a dinner, let me know, and I'll get some of these roughneck friends of ours together.
I'll do that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Waiting.